We have people from all over the country, sometimes all over the world, enjoying the traditions of Wisconsin, our short track racing. So yeah, there's tons of different selections. No matter what your taste, we can pretty much hit the spot with you.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line as we get into an exciting summer of racing, just finishing up the NASCAR street race here in Chicago, and some of the big stars. There'll be some stars from NASCAR that you'll see out there at Slinger, as well as Derek Thorne, one of the greatest of all time. Slinger Nationals, known throughout the country as one of those top and iconic events, and it happens right there in Wisconsin in Slinger, and a place that is not too far from there where a lot of the action happens when it comes to celebrating and getting ready for the race all year long, and certainly for those race weekends, is the Raceway Bar and Grill. Its GM is Dave Holloway. Dave, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, good to be here.
It is good. It's good to be anywhere, like we said, considering the alternative. But for race fans in Wisconsin this time of year, Slinger Nationals, I mean, it is a destination.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to this weekend, as we always do. It's always exciting. There's so much going on all around this area, you know, with the racing, with, you know, our bar and grill, all the specials we have, and just looking forward to seeing everybody out having a great time.
Yeah, I know in that area, and of course that's an iconic track, and there's racing happening and different events throughout the course of the year, and of course just in that area there's a lot of people. It's a great destination. Wisconsin's a place to be, so I know that you're a fan favorite just all throughout the course of the year. But talk a little bit about how different it is when you get a bunch of people, influx from people, you know, really all around the country that head to Slinger.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a different type of feel than we have on your everyday weekend. We have people, like you said, from all over the country, sometimes all over the world, enjoying the traditions of Wisconsin, our short track racing, you know, the famous Wisconsin fish fries, our good old fashioned drinks, and just overall just experience a whole new way of living that most people around the world and country aren't used to.
Yeah, listeners will know I spent a good portion of my formative years in Wisconsin. Yeah, I grew up partially there. And so I'm familiar with all the fish fries and the lakes and all the just the excitement. And, you know, of course, we have our allegiances with our sports teams, too. And when it comes to racing, Wisconsin has it nailed down. So, Dave, talk a little bit about the place. You know, we'll have pictures up at WGNradio.com. But it is called the Raceway Bar and Grill for a reason. Racing is a big part of what it is that you guys do vibe-wise. There's a cool patio and just a lot of stuff to do there for people that visit.
Yeah, we have a beautiful patio that was just put in. Lots of tables with umbrellas for shade. We got music sound out there. Just a whole good feel. We have our obviously our big fish fries on Fridays. You know, we've got homemade pizzas that are made fresh on the spot as you order it. Nothing pre-made. Specialty burgers, you know, sandwiches. Our BLT even comes with a half pound of bacon on it. It's just unbelievable. It's just a new feel.
And it's called the Bar and Grill. So, you know, some selections on the, whether it's the beer and the cocktail side. You mentioned the old fashions. That's traditional Wisconsin. Do you guys have Spotted Cow or any kind of, you know, any Wisconsin's known for its beer too, right?
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. We have several different beers on tap. We have tons of them in the coolers, you know, in bottles, cans, you know, whatever we have all the new drinks coming out, you know, the one from New Berlin, the Carbless, having a great success with them. So yeah, there's just tons of different selections. No matter what your taste, we can pretty much hit the spot with you.
You mentioned the old fashioned and some of those drinks that are traditionally Wisconsin beloved, historic and all that. And tequila is one of those things that is not necessarily thought of as being as popular or as out there in Wisconsin. But now, of course, El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of race day. And we got some great Wisconsin connections there. So Chris Chelios is one of the co-founders. Of course, he won a national championship with the Badgers in hockey, a longtime Blackhawks guy. And then Jim Bob Morris, a former Packer. So the Wisconsin street cred and DNA with El Bandito runs pretty strong. And it's great to have it there at the Raceway Bar and Grill.
Yeah, we are really tickled to have them coming tonight. This evening, we have the meet and greet with Derek Thorne at the bar. And there'll be the tons of specials with the El Bandito Yankee tequila. We're actually even looking into possibly creating a nice tequila old fashioned.
Ooh.
Something a little different. I've probably not heard of, but you know, we're looking into different things there.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds exciting. And Derek Thorne, we know him. Race fans will know him. He's one of the all-time greats when it comes to super late models. He's won the Snowball Derby. He is a great driver, but I was just talking to him a few minutes ago, and he actually lived in Slinger for a few years.
Yeah, love having him come back. We love seeing him. Some couple weekends ago, he was here racing, you know, getting set up for the Nationals. And just always great to have him around the town.
So if you had to, Dave, and let the listeners know, we're talking with Dave Holloway. He is the GM at the Raceway Bar and Grill. So much excitement happening around Slinger Nationals. You mentioned the fish fry, mentioned, you know, the burgers and the pizzas and some of the, like, what are some of your favorite things? Like when people come in and they say, hey, Dave, what should I get? What do you usually suggest?
Well, obviously to drink the old fashions, you know, you can't go wrong with that. You can have bourbon, whiskey, a lot of brandy. You know, now we're looking at the tequila. That's usually what I have them start off with. If they're in the mood for a pizza, I let them know they can order anything they want on that pizza and open it right there on the spot.
Oh, it's awesome, man. This is a great time to kick off summer. So much excitement on the racing side, and you know that you are in good hands at the Raceway Bar and Grill. And then going forward, you're going to stay tuned because we're going to have a lot of features highlighting you and different things that happen throughout the course of the year. Before we let you go, Dave, if there's a couple other events that are coming up over the course of the summer, maybe something later in July or August that you guys do or festivals you're involved with, you can let us know. And then also website-wise, where people can go to get more information.
Yes, right now you can go to get on Facebook is the best way to get information about us. Just go to Raceway Bar and Grill in Slinger, Wisconsin. And you can like our page, start following us. We try to get everything on that page as updated as we can. If you're in the area, we would love to have you stop in. Our address is 711 East Washington Street, which is at the corner of Highway 175 and Highway 60 in Slinger, right on the main drag.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. Dave Holloway, the GM, Raceway Bar and Grill in Slinger. Thanks so much for everything you're doing, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, I appreciate your time, Dane, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.